A gap is a pretty wide place that you could bring through the horses and the buggies and the equipment. Now, up in Vermont, they tell me they call the gaps notches.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the word notch.
I had never heard it until one of my friends who came from Vermont.
And also the word clove. Yep.
No, not at all.
A sharp face on a mountain.
Oh, a bluff. You mean a stone cliff.
Yeah, and the plural of that.
Cliffs.
And a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded.
A dock.
And in San Francisco they have a fisherman's.
Oh, wharf.
Now you wouldn't use wharf though for
not around here.
The river.
Mm-mm.
And when the water runs along and then suddenly drops off.
It's a waterfall.
Now what about a small one?
It's a little waterfall.
All right. What about one that it's barely noticeable as far as the drop of the water swirls around?
Oh, a cascade.
Yeah, you know, that's. I was thinking about either shoals or rapids. If either of those.
I suppose we would use rapids up here in Little River. Actually, we call it the whitewater because it's good trout water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rocky and very white.
Uh-huh. And you call it white water rather than...
Because you fish for trout in the white water.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. Now, some different kinds of roads based on their size and material used in the composition.
Well, you have a dirt road, and then I don't know if they still have pikes, but the gravel road used to be called a pike.
Mm-hmm.
This was the old Niles Ferry Pike up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get down to hard surface and you have secondary roads, and your primary roads are highways, I assume, until you get to the interstate and expressways and
okay.
Are sophisticated.
Sure. What about the the composition of the secondary roads?
It would be a hard surface like a macadam or an asphalt or something of the sort. It would not be gravel or rock or dirt.
One that's made with gravel and that black stuff.
That's macadam.
Or sometimes they're called...
Just black top.
Sure. The black top macadam, or these are the same thing? I
think macadam is a little more sophisticated, refined process.
Now, a road... off the secondary road that goes up into the neighborhoods. Like out in front here. What do you call this?
We call it Southwood Drive.
Yeah. Would you call it
a residential street?
Yeah. Would you call it what about a neighborhood road? If someone said a neighborhood road, what would you, something like a neighborhood or a country road?
Might be a lane.
Uh-huh. Was a lane something you can drive on?
Yes, going up to grandfather's house, there was a lane. I never understood why it was in the driveway, mm-hmm. unless it was because it was on the farm and had a stone fence on each side
mm-hmm.
of it.
Now that would go from the public road up to the house?
Up to the house, uh-huh.
It's like what you'd call it a driveway.
I would.
Where was that, by the way?
Down in Blount County. It's in an area that's under Fort Loudoun Lake now.
Oh, yeah. What about something that goes from the barn to the pasture that you could walk on?
I guess that would be a trail or a path.
All right. And the plural of path.
Paths.
And something across a public road, if there are two lines, you're supposed to walk.
Oh, a crosswalk.
All right. Now, if in the city, in town, you don't walk in the street, you walk
on the sidewalk.
Now, sometimes there's the sidewalk, and then there's some grass before you get to the street.